people who do amazing things, and we all can. People who do amazing things, and we all can. We should never give up this most amazing 64-year-old lady from Cuba, Florida, said, we should never give up. She told reporters this as she staggered onto the beach at Key West, slurring her words through her swollen lips. In September 2013, 64-year-old distance swimmer Diana Knight achieved a goal she'd been chasing more than 35 years. She swam from Cuba to Florida, 110 miles, without a shark cage to protect her. During her 53-hour swim, she paddled through swarms of venomous box jellyfish and vomited repeatedly from swallowing salt water. Her entire body trembled from the cold, but she forged on. Resolute in her determination to complete one stroke after another. We should never give up, she told reporters as she came out and fulfilled her bid. Can we all do that? Can we all do these wonderful things and fulfill the wonderful dreams that we have for ourselves? We certainly can. This article from Discovery Magazine of, when was it, October 2014, where feats of will were described. The article tells of many people who do outstanding things like this because they train themselves to go on. And what they've done is they've told their brain that they can do these things. They've told their brain that they can go through and fulfill whatever their goal is, and then they fulfill it. Now, it's training of the mind, and certainly this young lady trained her mind very beautifully. Diana trained her mind to allow her to do this swimming. This was not the first time she swam a long distance, but she proved to herself she could do it. And when difficulties came along, like the box jellyfish, she just trained herself to realize she is untouched by these things. And something in her body, some chemical organization, some electrical organization, provided her with the ability to do it, to go right through these terrible conditions that would stop any other person and kill most people. But she went on. Now, there are many people who can do that, and research is being done on this. And this research has told them that no matter what it is that needs to be done, it can be done. They've trained soldiers for battle. They've trained soldiers for coming out of battle. They trained soldiers for handling stress, from handling all these things in life. But people who do these amazing things are people who have established within themselves, I can, have established within themselves the ability to accomplish whatever goals they have for themselves, regardless of how difficult it may be, regardless of how tremendous it may be on their emotional attitude. And these are things that swimmers like Diana and other people who work in the SEALs and who work in very, very difficult circumstances, they train themselves to be in master of their emotions, because the emotion, the fright, the emotion of being aware of something and building up an attitude about it until they become totally incapable of doing what they're doing. These things happen to many people. But people who know they must carry on, the mother who cannot afford to be sick while she's tending to her children, the father who works long hours to bring enough money to his family because he is not in a position where he can earn big money because he doesn't have the talent, he doesn't have the training, but he forges forth with what he has. People can do amazing things with what they have. You and I can do amazing things with what we have. We have the ability to say, I'm whole and perfect. We have the ability to say, all is in divine order. We have the ability to say, this is a beautiful world. We have the ability to talk to ourselves, to talk to others, to be a guiding light for ourselves and for others, leading others to accomplish great things too. But we can only do this when we believe in ourselves. When we believe that our bodies, our minds, our soul, our being was created absolutely magnificent to accomplish all goals, to accomplish all possibilities, and do it now. Interesting. The psychologist working with the program, which helped Diana swim and helped the SEALs and helped other people, he made this statement. He said, the system is not fixed. Well-honed attention-focusing skills can be useful to midlife career changes, cancer patients, so that they can, as well as to extreme athletes, he points out. And then he says, the way I see it, life is life. Things are going to happen to you. And let's find ways of making our brains ready for that. Let's find ways of making our brain ready for what's going to happen to us in life, so that we are not destroyed or disturbed by what goes on around us, but we are the master of our own bodies, of our own life, and our own affairs as things happen. When you see an automobile accident about to happen, you steel yourself, say, oh, oh, and your body gets tense, and no. A drunk who falls down the stairs doesn't break any bones. We break our bones because we're tense, because we are not able to relax, not able to completely let go. And if we let go, we roll like a ball. We can do that. See life as it is life. Things are going to happen to you. Let's find ways of making our brain more ready for that. And we find ways of making our brain ready for that by saying, all is in divine order. By saying, peace. By saying, I relax now. And as Diana swam across the ocean, doing that wonderful distance swimming that she did, in 53 hours, 110 miles from Cuba to Florida, she was an amazing girl indeed. 64 years old, just a kid. We live long, beautiful lives, and we live fantastic lives. But we live lives that are filled with magic, filled with all the goodness that we could be, because we have chosen to make our world a little better by having the right attitude about it. Today I begin to claim for myself that I always have the right attitude about whatever I'm doing. I always have the right attitude about whatever I'm thinking, whatever my attitude is. I have the right attitude now and always, because that's all that matters, is for me to have the right attitude. Well-honed attention, focusing skills, can be used to accomplish great goals. They can be used to accomplish great and magical things. And it's all a matter of, do we want to do that now or not? And we can do that now. And we can do it always, because we have the ability to say, all is in divine order. We have the ability to say, there now is peace on earth. We have the ability to say, I can do it. I have the strength. I have the power in me. I have the magic in me. I have the wisdom in me to do whatever I want to do, and I do it now. Because I am the master of my soul. I am the captain of my fate. And I am the only one who decides whether I will do it or not. Because that's really all that matters, isn't it? And that really all that matters, that we love ourselves and do whatever it is that turns us on to make our days happy and fulfilled in every way. So today, for yourself and for all in your world, say to yourself first, I like me, I like me, I like me, I love me, I love me, I love me. And then say to all your world, I love you, I love you, I love you.